Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Gospel lesson for this morning is most likely the shortest gospel reading in the whole church year. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is our text. Perhaps I ought to start the day by just saying, Happy New Year. For today, you and I begin a new year. But I want you to think not about the new year, but about your own life. For example, when your life began, on that day, you were totally and utterly dependent upon your mother and father for everything. They worked for the food that you ate and they fed it to you. They changed your dirty diapers. They got up at all hours of the night to feed you when you whimpered and cried, to provide you a home, a bed, blankets, the things needed and necessary for life. And when you cried out in distress, they were there to pick you up. And they protected you from all harm and danger. Now, for all younger parents, right now I'd assume you'd want to take your hands and go like this and not listen to the next words I'm going to say. The average cost for a child to raise them is about $250,000. Now, let me ask you a question. Raise your hand if your mother or father ever sent you a bill. I'm the only one? No, just teasing. Nobody, but why? Now, you're thinking to yourself, you're still thinking about the $250,000, aren't you? Now, I don't think I spent that much, but if you put it all together, raising children isn't cheap. And they don't bill us, but why? The reason is because we belong to them. We have their name upon us. We are kind of like their responsibility to provide for us. In fact, there are government agencies to make sure that parents take care of their children. But in the same way, your relationship with your Heavenly Father, there's a lot of similarities. See, on the day that you were baptized in the Christ family, how many of you are baptized as infants? Show of hands. How many of you are baptized as adults? Show of hands. See, I was baptized as both, so I'm extraordinary clean. But however, it doesn't matter whether you were baptized as an infant or as an adult. In both cases, you are utterly and dependent upon the grace and the mercy of God. And that remains so throughout your life. Because it's based upon the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that you and I have life at all. Now, not only did God do all the work to make it possible for you to be saved from your sins, He does all the work that's necessary to make salvation available to you. See, He did the work of saving you by the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus. He does all the work of distributing and giving that grace and mercy to you through the means of grace, namely, holy baptism and the Holy Supper. In the way that your parents washed your dirty diapers, or in most of our cases, just threw them away, Jesus washes your dirty diapers of sin every time that you come to the water of holy baptism and remembrance too, or as come to the altar to receive the forgiveness that He died to give. And speaking of the altar, He feeds you with His very flesh and blood. He makes His house your home. The life with God and with one another you have now as a part of the family of God cost Jesus a whole lot more than $250,000. It literally cost Jesus His holy, innocent, and precious blood. It cost Him His very life. But yet, has He ever sent you a bill? Anyone? No. Why? Because you belong to Him. And through the water of holy baptism, you bear His name. Which brings us to our gospel lesson for this morning. That God gives His blessings to you by His name. Today is very, very special, by the way. Not simply because it kicks off a new year, we can kind of wash our hands of the past year, but more importantly that today we celebrate the circumcision and the naming of Jesus. On this day, 1 week following Christmas, or in Hebrew counting, the eighth day after Jesus' birth, he was taken to be circumcised as every good Jewish boy should be. Today, January 1st, is the eighth day since we celebrated the birth of Jesus. And today, not only is it circumcision, but it's also the naming of Christ, as you heard in the gospel lesson I read a moment ago, when they gave him the name Jesus. The name that the angel had given unto them before he was even conceived in the womb. See, Jesus must fulfill the law perfectly on your and my behalf. Which means he has to fulfill the law of circumcision as well. And he does it for you and for me. And to fulfill it, it has to take place on the eighth day. And Jesus is going to shed real blood. He's going to experience the pain of humanity. But the shedding of blood on his circumcision is only a small reminder of the real shedding of his blood that takes place upon the cross of Calvary, where he comes into our flesh and suffers our death that we may have life. But on this eighth day, he's also named. Now, most people miss this as you read through the Gospel of Luke. And to be honest with you, I kind of overlooked this too. Do you realize that Luke never calls the baby Jesus until after this verse? Until after he receives the name. Up to this point, he is referred to as Mary's firstborn son, the Savior, Christ, and Lord, but never Jesus. But names have significance. Throughout the scripture, you look at the biblical names, they are full and overflowing with meaning and substance. Isaac, meaning he laughs. Remember how Sarah laughed inside the tent when the angels told her husband Moses that she was going to conceive and have a son, and she was like already fairly beyond the age of conception, if you know what I mean. And she's inside kind of giggling. Yeah, right. Or Jacob, the hill grabber. Names have meaning. Now recall that both Mary and Joseph had received the name of their newborn son from the angel himself. Gabriel had told Mary, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." But Joseph wasn't there, right? And so when he began to contemplate divorcing her quietly because now she's pregnant and it's not my kid and this doesn't look good, the angel came to him in a dream and said, "Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Do you and me, we know Jesus is special because it's his name. And if I was to give a test today, probably most people wouldn't be able to tell me what Jesus literally means. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson. In order to understand Jesus, we need to take a few minutes to understand the language of Mary and Joseph. The language of the temple was Hebrew. In Hebrew, the name is Yahshua. Yah is the root of the name God gave Moses at the burning bush. Who should you tell them I am? Hoshua, finds its meaning in the word salvation. So Yahshua really means God saves. Now, the Hebrew is the religious language of the day for Mary and Joseph, but it's not what they talked around the house. They spoke Aramaic, and Yahshua. My Hebrew is terrible, by the way. Becomes the name, ultimately from the Hebrew to the Greek to the English, it becomes Jesus. Jesus' name literally means He saves, or Savior, as I teach my confirmation class. It's no coincidence that Jesus was given the name of Savior. Isn't the whole point and purpose of Christ's birth into the world? It wasn't just the twinkling in Joseph's eye and the excitement of having a child in the womb of his wife. It was much more than that. This was God's promise of fulfillment. And Jesus was going to save mankind. And it's no coincidence at all on that eighth day that He would shed those very first drops of blood as a sign of the shedding of the blood that would come upon the cross of Calvary. Having God's name literally means having a special relationship with Him. Each of you, when you were born, were named. Many of your names have special meaning and after ancestors of those who have gone before us, but Jesus' name is different. But when Joseph put the name upon Christ, he literally adopted Him into his own family. Now, this past year, I had the privilege of sitting in a county jail. I sat in a county jail too, but in a courthouse. As a judge went through the adoption service for one of the young members of our congregation. And earlier that year, in a different courtroom, her sister was also adopted. Matthew and Nicole have two new daughters, their very own. And on that day, they received new names. They're Larsons. I have your picture on my wall, by the way. They're here this morning. And I look at it often and many times and see the days of in foster care system and on the day of adoption. And it's exciting. I think it's just the same for you and me. You and I were once aliens outside of the body of Christ. We weren't a part of the family. And God literally adopted us in the water of our baptism. He put His name upon us. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There was no judge here, but the words were spoken and the names were placed, and your whole prospect and outlook of life is changed. But now, looking back at the past year, we know how often we've been unworthy of the name that Jesus has given unto us. How often, as the children of God, you and I have fallen short of God's glory? By the things we say, think, and do, by the sins of commission and the sins of omission, and we can go into all that, but the reality is there are times we don't live up to the name. There are times where we sin and we do it joyfully. Your Heavenly Father, God does not ignore the sins of His children any more than I'm quite sure that you didn't ignore the sins of your children or nieces or nephew. He exposes them. And He calls His children to forgiveness, to repentance. See, you and I need forgiveness. And on this day, when we see the name of Jesus being given unto Him, we see exactly where it comes from, because Jesus Christ is our Savior. You see, through the shed blood of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins and the bearing of His name comes to you and me. We are a new creation. Having God's name means everything, absolutely everything to you and me. See, for outside of the name of God, there is nothing but the curse of sin and death. There is no life at all. God gives you and I blessings through His name. Well, last night we celebrated an ending. Perhaps some of us celebrated very festuously. And by the appearance, there's some that maybe went a little too far. But today, and every single Sunday, you'll hear an even more worthy celebration breaking forth. You heard in the Old Testament lesson for today, God commanded the blessing to be placed upon His people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the wilderness, the children of Israel The Lord authorized Moses to deliver that blessing by speaking those words to his people. And they were literally words that brought peace because they were a part of God's family. And throughout the generations, God has authorized his servants to pronounce that blessing upon you. Pastors are called and ordained to say whatever the Lord says, just as Moses and Aaron once did. See, as your pastor, I have the joy of standing in the midst of the congregation to proclaim God's words of not only forgiveness in the words of holy absolution, but the words of blessing as this service comes to an end, to remind you of just exactly who you are. That you are a new creation. And God's word is a word of peace because it changes everything about you and about me. But as I read through the blessing, it struck me. So shall you put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. That follows right after the words of benediction. I'll read it again. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Did you catch that? I will bless them. On any given Sunday, whose voice do you hear? You hear the voice of your pastor, but it is not my blessing, but it's God's. Because you are a part of his family and God has placed his name upon you, he pronounces his blessings upon you every single week. Just to remind you not only of who you are, but more importantly about who he is to you as your heavenly Father. Every time that name is invoked, whether through your pastor in the divine service or through your daily prayers, God's ear is open to you and he bestows upon you his very blessings. This service began, do you remember how it began? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. During this service, that name will continue to pop up. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. These blessings that Christ gives not only provide forgiveness, but goodness, but that his very life conquered sin and death for you. Dear friends, as we look into this new year with great optimism, I wish you a very, very happy new year as God's children by name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.